Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring a powerful message of hope and trust. That's right, God has better plans for your life. Let's get into it. There are so many moments in life when our plans fall apart, our dreams seem delayed, and we find ourselves wondering why things didn't work out the way we hoped. But what if the detours and all of the disappointments are not setbacks, but divine redirections? God has a better plan for your life. This podcast today is just a reminder that even when your path feels uncertain, God's purpose is still unfolding, and it's greater than anything you can imagine. So this is your invitation to surrender your need to control and trust that God's plans are always for your good. It's about releasing fear, embracing faith, and learning to find peace in the waiting stages. Sometimes the things we think we want are far less than what God has in store for us. So I just want to unpack that, practical ways of encouragement and just different strategies to identify and see your challenges through a lens of faith. You'll understand how to trust in divine timing, find meaning in your struggles, and walk confidently into the future God has prepared for you. That's right. Your destiny has already been determined, and God is in control. So don't get burned out during your waiting season. Understand that it's preparation for something greater and what's yet to come, because your life is planned and it's all about God's divine timing. So always remember that, and we'll definitely get into that and explore that more today on this episode. We've all experienced moments of disappointment, setbacks, and feelings of being lost. Sometimes it's hard to see beyond the present circumstances, and we question if things will ever get better. This episode isn't about ignoring the pain or pretending everything is perfect. It's about finding comfort and strength in the belief that there is a higher purpose, a divine plan that's unfolding today, even when we can't see it. We're going to get real and raw about the challenges of trusting in God's plan and exploring how to cultivate faith and just find peace in the midst of any uncertain time. We'll explore the common struggles of trusting in a higher power, discuss the importance of surrender and acceptance, and get into practical strategies for strengthening our faith and finding peace in God's plan. We'll be honest about the challenges of simply letting go of control and embracing the unknown, but also focus on the immense hope, comfort, and guidance that comes with trusting in God's better plans for your life. So I want to go over some common struggles of trusting in God's plan. Sometimes, as human beings, we can fear the unknown. Anxiety about what the future holds, what that looks like, how our life is going to play out, how things are gradually going to unfold in our lives. That's common. Fear of the unknown. That's a big one. And disappointment. And the feeling of being let down by any of your past experiences. Maybe you've gone through something that just left a bad taste in your life, or just, you know, had you feeling like, why me? Why did this happen to me? Why was I served and dealt this hand? Or maybe it's a lack of control, feeling powerless and unable to influence outcomes, or doubt and questioning, struggling to reconcile your faith with difficult circumstances, or simply being impatient, wanting things to happen on our own timeline. That's a big one. A lot of us are impatient and want things on a certain timeline, and it has to be by this date and this time. And that's normal. Focusing on the negative, dwelling on problems and challenges rather than possibilities. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, I want to go over some practical strategies for simply strengthening your faith and finding peace. You can do this through guided prayer and meditation. Connect with God through your prayer, your meditation, or quiet reflections, or scriptures and spiritual teachings, and finding comfort and guidance in different teachings, whatever your faith-based is. Focus on that. Build yourself up. Practice gratitude. Focus on the blessings in your life. And express that appreciation, surrender, and acceptance. Let go of the need to control and trust in God's timing. He's always on time. And focus on the present moment. Practice mindfulness and appreciate the present blessings that are bestowed on your life. And be patient with yourself. Be patient with the process and trust that God's plan is unfolding for you. It's in His timing. Even when it's not on your timeline that you perfectly crafted and created, understand that. That's what kind of throws some people for a loophole. And seek guidance when you don't understand. Ask for guidance and direction from God. Remember past blessings. Reflect on how God blessed you before and how He can do it again, and how you were so close but you didn't see it because He's doing things that you can't see. So trust that He has great plans for your life. Of course, you have to do the work as well. And you have to have faith and understand that level of just being faithful and trusting God's love. Believe that God loves you and wants the best for you. And recognize that God's better plans, there's so many, that closed doors open up new opportunities. When one door closed, there may be a window opening. So when one door closes, understand that God often opens a better door for you, whether you are thinking about it. Sometimes you're not thinking about it and you're pushed into it. I've had situations where it just worked out for my benefit, where it was seemed like, what is this? It worked out for the greater good. So don't be down about any doors or any chapters that's closed in your life, because when one door closes, God often opens a better one for you. And it may, you know, put you in a different space where you're happier in life. And you look back and you're like, whoa, I'm actually happy that door closed. Seriously. But setbacks, you know, they can lead to growth. Challenges can strengthen your faith and you build character. Unexpected blessings. God often provides blessings in unexpected ways, and understand that there's peace in the midst of the storm. God provides peace and comfort during difficult times. Understand that you are not alone, and whatever you're facing, it is not permanent, and that God provides that peace and clarity and comfort during any difficult or challenging time in your life. And understand the guidance and direction. God guides you towards your true purpose. Whatever your true calling is, He will call you to that. God has better plans for your life. Even when you can't see it, even when you're stuck, trust that there is a purpose in every situation, and that God is working behind the scenes to bring about the good in your life. Even when you can't see it, just know that He's working on your behalf for the simple greater good of your life. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. God has a greater plan, a greater purpose for you. Know that everything is laid out for you. You've already been chosen and He's already working on your behalf. And what you're experiencing now, no matter what that is, understand that there's something greater for you. And know that you're not alone, and understand the divine delays. You may be feeling frustrated that, you know, you want something to happen and it's just not happening right now. You have to understand and let go of being impatient and trust God's timing and understand that sometimes there's a waiting season, and that moment that you're in is preparation for the greatness, for the best that's yet to come. When your plans fall apart, find purpose in that disappointment. Trust that those closed doors, rejections, disappointments, that leads you to better paths, whether you can see it in the moment or after the fact. Embrace redirection and understand divine protection from God. When your plans fall apart, just know that He's still in your corner, and have faith and believe and release the need to control your outcomes and walk by faith and not by sight. And trust God when you can't see the whole picture. You have to have faith. And that's one of the things that inspired me to write one of my favorite books I've written, No Fear, Just Faith by Alicia Eads. That's available at Barnes & Noble. And it just talks about having faith over anxiety, over fear, over anxiousness. Have faith. Trust that God is working out something good for you in your life, and a miracle, whatever you're waiting on, whatever circumstances that you're dealing with, just know that there is divine timing. And sometimes we experience delays, sometimes we experience disappointment, but that's when we must have our greatest faith and find purpose in that disappointment and release that need to be in control and walk by faith and trust in God with all of your heart, even when it doesn't look good, even when you can't see the whole picture. Know that God is in control and He has a greater plan for you and your life, and seek that guidance in your plans, aligning your desires with His, and discover God's given purpose for you and the many blessings that are being bestowed on your life, and just living with a sense of gratitude for God's hands in your life and what He can do, and walk forward with confidence. Let go of fear of the unknown. As long as you're alive, you're going to have to face the unknown. Tomorrow's not promised. The future looks, especially if you're living in America, you have to face the fear of unknown and what to expect. But trust that every step that you take is ordered and there is divine purpose, even when you can't see it. And live boldly with faith in God's plan and favor on your life. And understand that even when life doesn't go accordingly to your plan, you can rest assured that God's plan is still in motion. His ways are higher, His timing is perfect, and His love for you is unshakable. God has better plans for your life. Reminds you that what's ahead, it's always greater than what's behind. So don't worry about what you're walking into the future. Understand that it has to be greater than what you're leaving behind, what you've already experienced, because that is the preparation season. So because God's plans are full of hope, purpose, and abundant blessings, trust Him and watch His perfect plan unfold in your life, because greatness is the next chapter for you. And understand it's His divine timing, and that you must be patient even when you can't see things, even when you don't see it working out for you. He's working behind the scenes for your good. Understand that His plan is divine. And I just want to take the moment to connect and just have that level of vulnerability and just be real and candid. If there is anyone that's listening today and you're dealing with stress, you're dealing with anxiety, you're dealing with confusion, you're uncertain about your future, thinking about the unknown gives you anxiety, I'm here to tell you, or you've tried something over and over, and you have this timeline on when you want to get things done and when you want to accomplish, you know, something great in your life, and it's just not coming to play that way. Understand today, this moment right now, that God is working behind the scenes, and whatever you're waiting for, it's already done. This is your waiting season. And while you're waiting in that season, whether you're experiencing disappointment, setbacks, doubts, unbeliefs, understand that there is something greater for you. And whatever you're battling with, this is your waiting season. And where you're going is so much greater and better than where you're at right now in your waiting season. So have faith, hold on, be strong, and understand that God has a greater purpose for you in your life. And whatever you battling, whatever that looks like in your heart of hearts, only you know what that is. Understand that God is in control, and His plan for you and your life is so profound. It's so great. You haven't seen how amazing, how great God can be, and how He can turn that situation around for you. He did it for me, and I know He can do it for you too. So just have faith. Have faith. Be strong and hold on. Hold on to His work and His timing, His divine timing. He's working behind the scenes for your greater good. So let go of that burden that you're carrying, the weights that are holding you down, the mind frame, that frustration, whether it's anger, disappointment, anxiety, stress, lack of motivation, whatever that looks like for you, sadness, depression. I declare favor on your life. I declare that, you know, you seek out resources so that you can have a better understanding of the greatness that's going to be bestowed upon your life. And trust that God, He's a healer, He's a provider, He's a protector, and He can do all things in your life. And He's working behind the scenes. And just know that you're not alone in whatever you're going through. I just want to offer you words of encouragement, and know that whatever you're battling with, it will get better in time. You're just in a season of preparation, and once you're out of this season, your next season is going to be so much greater than whatever He's going to bring you out of. So reflect on that. Whatever it is that you're going through, just know that God is in control and He has something greater in store for you. All you have to do is simply believe. Get rid of that doubt. No fear, just faith. You have to have more faith in your heart and in your mind, and understand that you're not alone, and whatever you're dealing with, you're not alone, and things will get better. I just want to offer you hope, encouragement, inspiration in whatever difficult times in this season that you're going through in your life. God has a better plan for your life, even when you can't see it. Trust that there's a purpose in every situation that you're facing, and that God is working behind the scenes to bring about the good in your life. All you have to do is simply believe and have faith that God has better plans for your life. What area in your life are you struggling to trust God's plan in? What small step can you take today to strengthen your faith and find peace in God's guidance? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, God has better plans for your life. Trust in His love and find peace in His perfect plan. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.